Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome, one and all. I am ever so grateful to be here with you today on this magical day. Today, as I record, it is 11-11. 11-11 is a magical day because it is a portal day, a day of a gateway to new beginnings. The ones are the beginning. And when we have four of them, 11-11, that are literally creating two pillars, creating a gateway, what this is an invitation for us to create a brand new beginning. And it's such a beautiful time of year for this 11-11 day, and it's no coincidence that it falls like this during fall here in the Northern Hemisphere, when we are just letting go those parts of ourselves that are not serving us anymore, so that we can really get rooted down into who we really are, into our true knowingness. From there, we can manifest our truest desires. And today is a day to put those intentions forth. Oftentimes we see 11-11 and we say, 11-11, make a wish. Well, that's because it is a great time to set intentions for new beginnings. And I'm not much of a wisher, not much of a hoper. There's something about wishing and hoping that I see as, and I learned this years ago, and I'm pretty sure I learned it from studying Buddhist teachings, and I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that's where it came from. But the idea of hope is essentially, or wishing, is sending out to the universe the idea that it's not there. I just wish it would be there. I'm hoping it will be like this. And I often catch myself when I use the word hope or hopefully, because it's, to me, telling the universe, all right, I would like it to be there, but it's not. And when you tell the universe something's not there, well, then it's not there. And so another way I would like to reframe the wishing and the hoping is just intention setting, because an intention gives attention to the energy that is the thing that you're desiring. And also, the intention is also setting into your awareness what already is. So for example, my intention for today and for the rest of the year, the intention that I want to set forth on this portal day, this day of new beginnings, is to release all of those things that are not serving me anymore. That's one of the intentions, so that I can move forward in my purpose. So this is like a dual intention. But as I make this intention, I can feel what it feels like to release all of those things that are not serving me. That is my intention. I pay attention to the fact that I'm letting those things go. I'm letting those things fall because I'm aware that they are hindering me from serving my purpose. We all have a very grand purpose here. And often that grand purpose is to just be ourselves. You came here to be you and to shine the energy that you are. And that's a lot of us, that's all we need to do is to just be that. oftentimes so many of us are wondering, are we a starseed? Did we come from a certain place? And I want to tell you all that every single one of you is a starseed. There is not a single one of you listening that is not a starseed. I don't believe that there is a single one of us here on this planet that is not a starseed. Every single one of us, everything here is made of star stuff. We are made from the stars. Therefore, we are all star seeds. And because we are all star seeds, that means we have the seed of stars within us, the seed of creation, the seed of love and light, and immense, infinite potential. And so on days like this, on these gateway portal days of brand new beginnings, a beautiful day to set the intention of the recognition that that is what you are. You are constantly being shown signs and symbols all around you that that's what you are. But in our humanness, we often ignore it, don't trust it, disbelieve it, can't make sense of it. There's so many different things that we do to ourselves along our path by just simply either ignoring or not trusting or disbelieving in ourselves. And where does that get us? It gets us on a hamster wheel. It gets us in situations and experiences that we don't approve of, that we'd rather not be in, all because we're not listening. We're not listening to the things that are right in front of us, or we're disbelieving some of the things that happen. So many of these things have happened to me along my path. Little things that kind of just point me in the direction of believing more. For example, portals and being able to travel through time. We often think of this as sci-fi or even just ancient mythology, that it was just a way that the ancients used to describe certain things. I don't know what, but so many ancient cultures have time portals and ways that they have traveled through time in their legends, in their stories. There are stone gateways. There are all sorts of things in many different cultures. So my story is I actually lost an hour of time. This was quite a few years ago, maybe 8, 9 years ago. But I woke up one morning and I was so excited to be up really early. I had a conference that I was going to that day, and I woke up before my alarm, and I had like a whole extra hour to just sit around and do nothing before I had to go to this conference, which was an all-day medical conference. And I get up, and I'm leaving my bedroom, and as I do that, I know my alarm's about to go off because it's going to be close to that time in the next, you know, hour or so. But I don't want my alarm going off and waking up anyone in my family. And so what I do is I pull up my phone as I'm standing in the doorway of my bedroom, and I go to shut my alarm off. As I did that, the hour on my phone changed from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. in that very second standing in that doorway. Now, it wasn't a time of year where we change times. And actually, I live in Arizona. We don't change times. My phone doesn't change times here. But standing in that doorway, I lost an hour in a split second. And it was one of the trippiest experiences I've experienced, probably next to the actual UFO that I saw that was very, very close to me. I've told this story, I think, a few times, at least on this podcast, but I don't want to leave you hanging if you haven't heard it before, because it's kind of a cool story. And also, speaking of UFOs, UFOs are known to come through water portals. The Dogons talked about water portals and traveling through dimensions that way. And I've had sessions, QHHT sessions, where people have traveled through water portals, especially, and actually I think most of these times where I'm thinking of it, is during Atlantean times, where they traveled in and out through different dimensions because they knew how. And here's the thing. We all know how. We just forgot. We all have this ability within us. We have a gateway, a portal within us. It's It's called our third eye. It is the gateway to our multidimensional travel. In higher dimensional realms, when we get there in our soul's evolutionary development, which we are actually in because it's all happening now, we're just focused on this reality. But when this focused reality gets to that point, let's try to take it in a timeline to make more sense of it. When we get to that higher dimensional level, we are able to travel through space and time with our thoughts in our mind. I see this in sessions over and over and over and over and over again. I ask people when they're out in these different multidimensional spaces, higher dimensional spaces, how they're moving, how they travel, how that works in my mind. And it's very simple the way it's said. Oh, it's just a thought in my mind. Because in that reality, when we have that awareness, when we've reached that dimensional level, we get it. It just is. We haven't forgotten anymore. We know that that is what we can do. And so we do it. It's no thing. It is very simple. So back to my quick UFO story. This was when I first moved back here in Arizona, early in the 2000s, maybe 2000-ish, probably exactly 2000. And this was before I had lost that hour of time that I told you about before. And I was studying, I was in medical school at the time, sitting out on my patio. There was a big bright star, or what I thought was a star, but it just seemed off to me. It didn't quite seem like a star. It was this big bright light that looked like a star, but there was something about it that felt like it was watching me or communicating with me. I have a very strong sense of somebody's looking at me. I mean, we all have that sense, right? But that's what it felt like. Like, why are you watching me? I really, it was a very, very strong feeling. And when I actually said that out loud to myself, to the star, are you watching me? What it did was it moved and it came towards me. And it came closer and closer and closer. And at this point, I think that I am hallucinating. I think I've eaten something that is making me trip. I'm like pinching myself. And, or at least I think I did, because really when I remember it in my mind, I feel like I was frozen, that I just couldn't move, that I just stood there in absolute amazement at what was going on. And at the same time, I wasn't scared. I felt nothing but complete peace. It felt so peaceful. Like, oh, you know, when that fresh blanket of snow is laid down and no one has touched it yet in the morning and it's so quiet and it's so peaceful. It felt like that, but it felt like a blanket of that surrounding me, and it was warm, not cold. So it gets closer, and as it gets closer, and it was, I don't know how to judge the space, but 100 feet, maybe 20 feet, I don't know, very close. When it came closer, it turned into this rectangular metallic object that just went very, very, very slow right by me. And in that time when it was doing that, that's when I felt like time had just stopped. And as it was done kind of doing its little survey of me, then it just went off in the blink of an eye. Saw two little lights and it was gone, and that was it. And from further exploration into that through hypnosis, I've learned that these were one of my people, the beings that I'm a part of, because again, we're all star seeds, and they had just come to check on me, like most alien encounters that people have. A lot of times they're coming to check on their own. And what I was told was that I went up for a minute onto the ship, consciously, in my consciousness, not in my body, and then they put me back down. And so that's why I felt like time had stopped. My body didn't go anywhere, just my consciousness. Very, very fun experience. A huge experience in my life, which opened me up to the possibilities of what is. And now we're learning that, yeah, this is becoming more of a reality. It's not so sci-fi anymore when we're learning that, yes, the government has been researching these things and keeping a lot of this information from us for many, many years now. And a lot of these sci-fi movies that we watch aren't quite fantasy or makeup. A lot of them, I'm starting to think, are documentaries and soft disclosure, because it's really amazing the amount of sessions that I have where people are just amazed at the fact that they're watching like Star Trek or something like that. And I often have people say, I don't even like Star Trek. Why am I seeing this? And so that's even more interesting to me. It's just wonderful affirmation to know that we are not the only ones here. We are part of a huge collective of light beings, star seeds, all of us here. And because we are part of this collective, we have the advantage of having our collective with us all the time. We are never alone. Our guides, our guardians, our angels, our higher self, source itself, God, creator, whatever you want to call it, always with us. Always. Always showing us that they are with us. Always, all the time. We just sometimes can't see it. And not all of us are going to be shown that blatant UFO. Some of us are going to have these tiny little breadcrumbs that make us believe in ourselves and trust ourselves, trust our own inner knowing. Because what happens when you don't? You fall in the pit every single time. And I know that you've learned this in your life, because when you knew something and you decided to go with whatever your conscious mind was telling you, whatever the monkey mind was telling you, or whatever society or everybody else was putting their shoulds on you, and you went in that other direction against what your inner being taught you, you found out that that wasn't the best decision. And these are beautiful lessons for us to learn how to actually trust ourselves, because when we get a feeling like that and it feels like that and the knowing is the way it is, then we learn to trust it more. The more we learn to trust it more, because we start learning that, all right, this isn't serving me. And so we can do this all the time just by letting go, being all right with whatever that inner being says. Sometimes it's hard to trust it. Sometimes it really is very hard. But if we go with it and just allow the flow, we will wind up exactly where we have planned for us to be. Oftentimes we try to manifest things that we want. We try to be specific about this thing. And while that can be really wonderful, and we do need to be specific about the things that we're asking for, if that specific thing that we're asking for isn't in our best and most suited alignment towards our path, then we're not going to get it, because it's not what's best for us. And so in this way, we just need to relax into it and say, you know what? I know you have me. My higher self, source, creator, I know you have me. I am just going to trust fall, and I'm going to relax into you, and I'm going to trust you that you are guiding me, that I am guiding me. This is you. There is no difference between you and your higher being. People are often told in sessions when I ask, when I say, what is the difference between them and you, their higher self? The answer is always, we are you and you are us. There is no difference here. And because of that, this power exists within us always. So we can trust fall. We can just relax into it and allow that beautiful flow to guide us, to take us exactly where we are supposed to be. It's so much easier when we don't resist it. The more we can trust the ridiculousness of what it is, the better we are. Oftentimes, it feels like we're making it up. It feels ridiculous. We don't understand it. That's okay. Trust it. When you have that feeling, that gut feeling, that feeling in your heart, that knowingness, trust it. There is no benefit to you at all to not trust it. You are only going to dig yourself into a hole. And I don't want to see any of you do that. I want to see all of you trusting yourselves, believing in yourselves, loving yourself, and remembering that you are a starseed, that you are made from star stuff, and you have infinite potential within you. and I want you to shine it. And I want you to shine it really hard. And so set that intention for today. I know you're hearing this the day after. It doesn't matter. These portals are open for 3 good days. So take advantage of it. Use a water portal if you'd like to encourage that flow and just trust, fall into it and allow yourself, your higher guidance to guide you. You will not fall. I love you so much. I'm going to leave you with the song for today. This is Volo, Starseed. Until next time, I love you all.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.